This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. Also, you can catch our show on the FairmontParkPodcast.com. And please be a friend of our show on our Facebook page. And that's Race Day at Fairmont Park also, right? Right, Brian? Yes, he's nodding away there. So, I've been really excited because, you know what, we've had like 600-700 people that have jumped in and hit a big like over the last week and a half. So that's been great. Outstanding. Thank you so much, my friends. I think we're close to 1,500 now. And, that's not bad. Not bad at all. And I expect to maybe get to 2,000 by next week. We're moving right along. Moving right along. And I'm going solo today. I don't have Jamie or my old partner, Mike, as well. I got you, Brian, and all you'll do is just nod away. So
I'll talk.
Oh, there you go. There you go. He threw that in there. And, folks, it's been a great run so far. I got a question. I always get emails saying that you guys like the show and everything, but I like to get questions, too. And this one comes from Gina from St. Louis. And she writes, how do you claim a horse, and what's the claiming process all about? And, Gina, I tell you what, it's I don't want to say you get the horse before the race, but after the race, let's say it's a claiming tag of $5,000. That means after the race, whatever horse that you put in the box, whatever horse you rode in with the trainer and all that, and mind you, you have to do everything the right way because the racing judges look at that at the office and go, oh, you didn't put a dot there. I swear to God, if you don't put a dot at the I, they can declare that card a void, and you lose the drop on the horse. And the drop means it's kind of old style. I'm telling you, Gina, because they take the envelope that you're after that horse, and you drop it into a box. Now, if someone else wants that horse, he drops it in there too, and then when he opens the box, the judge opens the racing official opens the box, then there's two, then they shake for it. This is like old school. This is like going back in the 20s and 30s, but this is how they do it, all right? And then they pick your name, and you'll be there with your groomsman, and you get the hand that card, not you, but I think the groomsman does. And next thing you know, you're walking off with the horse. And hopefully it's at the winner's circle because you know what you got. Or maybe not. Maybe not. You want that condition and all that. But in any case, that's what claiming's all about. I remember claiming a horse, and this was with my old trainer, Tommy Tryon. We went to Hawthorne. I forgot the horse's name. It was like Miss... it started with an F. I don't know what it was, but the horse broke down during the race, and it crossed the line. And next thing you know, I'm taking this hobbled horse back home from Hawthorne all the way back to St. Louis Fairmont Park, and I'm thinking, man, what the hell just happened? And you know what? That's part of horse racing, too. I don't know if the horse breaks down, if you get half the money back or all your money back. I don't know how that works. But I know that day, that particular day, I brought back a hobbled horse, and that horse never raced again, and I got stuck with it. So it's got some horror stories, too. Now, on the other side, if you claim a horse for $5,000, and then you run it back and it starts winning, it's there's no substitute for it either. But I'm telling you, it's a tough gig to get into. Tough gig, because you don't know what you're getting. If it's a lower end horse too, like $4,000, $5,000, or $3,200, I mean, there's a hole in this horse somewhere, and you're taking a chance. I took a chance with Garrison Commander, and Garrison Commander raced twice for us, and nothing. And then we had to put the horse up for rest for about 6 months. Had a bad ankle and all that. So you know what? And then you give it its rest, and then he's come back. He's won three in a row for us. Finished third the last time out, and we'll probably have him back before this meet ends at Fairmont Park. But you know what? It's a tough gig, and I mean, if you're willing to pay for it with your friends and watch your horse run and all that, go ahead. But you're not going to get rich. This is not a Seabiscuit type of story either. That's all Hollywood, man. That stuff does not happen. Oh, wow, I must have scared the hell out of Gina on all this. But that's what it's all about, though. Okay, all right, Gina. You don't get the purse in that race either. You get the horse. And that's it. After that race, then it's your horse. But during that race, whatever happens, the owner gets that money, and then he gets that $5,000 that you put in the box to claim that horse to. So I hope I answered your question there. Folks, we had some Tuesday racing at Fairmont Park, and it didn't go quite the way I thought. I mean, I had a lot of favorites out there that did not produce, and I was really down on these horses. Like this one, like the second one here, second race, and I'll get to it. I'll get to him in a second. But let's go over the results, and we'll get to my picks for this coming Saturday night, okay? Race number one, we had a 1 mile 70, and that was claiming $4,000. I had Rejoice and Be Glad. And, you know, Rejoice and Be Glad, I got to tell you, man, you can't sit that far back. You can't sit that far back and think you're going to make a move like that. And this was our jockey, Eads in Durham. And, you know, you spotted this horse, Marnate. You spotted this horse maybe 5-6, and then you're trying to make up, and it was a sloppy track. You can't do that. You got to meet them right there. You got to stay about two back and make a move then. But in any case, that's how it went. Marnate just from gate to wire did not look back and got even stronger at the end there. The five horse won it, and that was Melina Wainwright. And second place was my horse, Rejoice and Be Glad. I wasn't rejoicing. I wasn't happy either, because that was my daily double pick right there, the four horse. And that was Eads and Durham. And then we had Kissin' Rosie. I had Kissin' Rosie at the bottom here. At 28 starts, has only run this distance one time. I'm telling you, people say derby picks are tough. Picking Fairmont Park horses is very tough. I'll tell you that right now. With the low-end claiming horses. And then you have this problem here, too. Then you have maiden maiden races. I'm back to you, Gina. I want to tell you this, too. You have maiden races that are maiden special weight, right? And then they drop the horse down to just maiden claiming 4,000, and then all of a sudden, by the way, that maiden claiming 4,000, he finished sixth, and then he jumps right back to maiden special weight, and he's 4-1 or 5-1, and I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? So that's another thing. That's a hard thing to handicap. I'm telling you, I don't know who the hell can handicap those things, but we're doing the best we can here. That's off the topic there. I want to vent off a little bit. That's all I'm doing, all right? So we had 5-4-6, and that was Kissin' Rosie. And Kissin' Rosie, on paper, did not run this distance at all. So, you know what? I guess Kissing Rosie's ready to run this distance because it took third. That ruined a couple of my plays also. So, in any case, we had a 4-2-5. It ended up being a 5-4-6. All right, let's see the payoffs on this. 5-4, $64.60 on a $2 exacta. $1 trifecta, 5-4-6, $77. And, yeah, that's at 77 bucks. And 10 cents superfecta, 5-4-6-1, $35.93. All right, all right. That's it, that's it. Let's move on to Race number two, we got a 6 furlong claiming $3,200, and this one I didn't get at all here. I didn't get this one at all because I had Future Express, and I thought Future Express was best horse on paper here for this race, and has all the credentials I put down. Last two very respectable seconds, and this horse did not want to make a move at all. Molina didn't get on this horse. I mean, Molina did not get active on this horse. The horse didn't get active. Nothing active. It looked like a carnival ride, I'd tell you. I was really disappointed in Future Express. I had the 187, and it ended up being 587, and that was Flaunt, and that was Tavares, and that was Tavares with Walker. I like Charlie Walker, though. If anyone's to beat me, I'm glad it was Charlie Walker. What a great guy he is. And that was the 5 horse, followed by the 8 name dropper, Arietta. And that was Arietta Walker. That was Arietta Walker, too. How about that? And the 7 horse, Patizium. And that was Uriel Lopez with Johnson. All right, let's see the payoffs on this one. The $2 exacta, 5-8, $64.60. The $1 trifecta, 5-8-7, $94.80. The $1 daily double, 5-5, 55 bucks. And the 10 cent super, 5-8-7-2, $59.07. All right, let's move on to race number three. Race number three is a 6 furlong, claiming $4,000. And I had on this one, and it got scratched, all right? When the horse gets scratched, anything could happen. And I had Isabella Canatella on top here, the 4 horse, and that was a Becker horse there going off at 8-5 morning line. It wasn't to be because Daddy was a hustler, and that was Victor Santiago's horse there, and that was a Rosendahl. Rosendahl was the trainer on that one. So Victor Santiago on the helm there riding it, and let's see what it paid off at here. Hey, went off at close to 2.5 to 1. Then we had Taya, and Taya went off close to 10 to 1. I didn't even have Taya up there. I had Taya all the way down the bottom where it was supposed to be tied up, but I don't know what happened here. The 5 horse snuck up in there. Didn't really sneak up in there. This invader came in speed track and just didn't look back and hung in there. It was an 8-5. And then the 2 horse here, Aniwaki. Is that the way you say it there, Brian? He's nodding his head.
Yes, Aniwaki.
Aniwaki. And that was Baylon and Durham. All right, that's who we had there. And that went off at 24-1 there. We had Aniwani there, Aniwaki, whatever. Is that a Hawaiian name again or an Indian name?
I think it was
Indian name, horse smiling or something.
Laughing eyes.
How the hell do you remember that?
Because I remember these things. I remember the meanings of names.
Oh, there you go. I'll ask you about him again next week when he's entered again. All right, so we had 8-5-2-1. The Ice Attack got fourth place there. I had Ice Attack for third. So let's see what the payoffs on this one was. The $2 exacta, 8-5, $55.40. The $1 trifecta, 8-5-2, $172.60. And the 10 cent super, 58 bucks, 58.85 actually, with the 8-5-2-1. $1 daily double, 5-8, $32.10. And the 50 cent pick 3, 5-5-8, $248.90. God, wouldn't it be great if you could see this the day before? It would be amazing. God, I'd love to have that special power. People say, I like to be a superhero. I like to have this power. I like to have all this information like the day before. That would be my big wannabe.
Like Biff in Back to the Future 2?
Yes. Yes, I like that. I wouldn't drive that damn DeLorean, though. That's a horrible-looking car.
Well, if you remember in the movie, though, the first thing he did was go gamble at the racetracks.
Yeah. Yeah, how beautiful was that? All right, all right. So that's what we had here. And let's move on to race number four. Race number four. What would you want? What's your special power that you'd want?
Super strength, I guess.
Oh, cut it out. That's so common, super strength. What the hell? What, are you going to lift up a building? What are you going to do with super strength? I would want to fly in one of these.
Honestly, it would be flight. The ability to fly would be so much cooler.
That would be so damn cool, you know?
Yeah.
Being on a day and going, hey, you know, I'm going to fly.
Like, I'm going to go fly around those clouds for a little
bit. Yeah, there you go. Boom, you're flying around. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four. Let's fly on down here to race number four. The six horse Prazem, and that was Molina with S.M. Price. Like I said earlier in the season and so forth right now, Molina, S.M. Price, this is a good team right here, folks, and you got to watch this team till the very end here. And even if he's on an 8-1, 10-1, if it's a Molina, S.M. Price, go ahead and play it. What the hell? I can't discourage. Just play it all. Praise him, Molina, and from start to wire. I mean, this horse was up there. Went off at 2.5-1, a little bit better than 2.5-1. The six horse, followed by the one Precious Cowgirl, and I didn't really expect a lot from Precious Cowgirl. Matter of fact, I really downplayed this 9-5 horse on the morning line. No idea how this one's 9-5. Numbers just don't add up, and they still don't add up, and the damn thing gets second place here and makes me look bad. I don't get it. Precious Cowgirl, and that was Diego Bentler. Hey, you know what, though? I like Don, too. Like I told you, I like Walker. I like Bentler as well, so I'm glad that he was up there. Followed by the two-horse here. This was the horse I had on top here, Dr. Win Kai, and Dr. Win Kai may see some malpractice suits here because – it really stole some money. It went off at a little under 2-1, and Dr. Win Kai was really never into it. Just got third for the hell of it. Just wanted to get third, but that's what we had there. And that was Hernandez Manly, and morning line was 6-1. Went off at maybe I kind of influenced the betters there on Dr. Quinn or Dr. Win, and nothing happening. Third doesn't do anything for me. $2 exacta here, 6-1, $20.60. The $1 trifecta, 6-1-2, $16.10. The $1 trifecta, not $1 trifecta, $1 daily double, 8-6, $9.40. The 50-cent pick, 3-5, 8-6, $59.70. The 10-cent superfecta, 6-1-2-3, $2.95. That's nothing. And the $1 consolation, 8-5, $2.40 daily double. Wow. Well, wait a minute. Well, $1 consolation, 8-5, no daily double on that one. All right, cool. What the hell was I thinking? $1 consolation, 8-5, $2.40. I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you. Race number five. We got a 6-furlong claiming $4,000. And we had here... Actually, we had St. Louis Woman, and she got canceled, all right? She dropped out of it. She got scratched. And we went with the last surprise on top, and that was Hernandez. But it wasn't to be because Kingsbury Dream with Victor Bailon and the Trainer Childers, morning line 6-1. Let's see what they went off at. They went off close to 4-1, so that was the three-horse. Beat my 10 horse, last surprise. And that was a Manly horse, by the way, the 10 horse last surprise. And then we had 9, Lauren's My Girl, and that was Arietta with Lynch. All right, so that's what we had there. And that went off at close to 6.5-1. But the last surprise was a crowd favorite, went off at little under 1.5-1. So let's see what the payoffs on this one was. The $2 exacta, $3.10, $31.20. The $1 trifecta, $3.10, $101.50. The 10-cent superfecta, $3.10, $9.2, $37.26. The $1 daily double, 6-3, $22.30. The 50-cent pick 3, 8-6-3, $53.15. As the day went on, you seen the closer started making better moves. But when the day started, the track was really fast and it was sloppy and it was favoring the front speed. Now it seems like the closers are reeling in the front horses. But at the time when the whole thing started, it was all about speed being to the front. All right, so that's what we had. Now we're going on to race number six. Race number six, we've got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And I had terminology, and that was Victor Santiago and Ackerman, and I need that class now, terminology, because I do not understand what the hell this horse did. It just did not want to go at all. It just stayed fourth throughout, no movement at all. It looked like it was in a carnival. You know, you pay like five tokens, they put you on a pony, the guy holds a pony and he walks you around and gets you around the barrel and back. I'll tell you, man, I used to be afraid of those things too. When I used to wait in line, I'm going to get on this horse, I'm going to kick, I guess I seen like Lone Ranger where they kind of like hit it on the ribs or something with your feet and the horse gets going. Not the ponies. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't even want to get into it. They do that all day. But in any case, that's what we had here with terminology. Nothing. In a coma ride right there with Victor Santiago, nothing was happening here. On this terminology, and that's the horse I had on top. I had the 4-horse. Oh, that was my exacta play, by the way. That was my big exacta play, the MacBoo, and that was Lopez and Tom Doris there. That was a 7-5 horse, and I think that's out there somewhere still running around the track because that finished like bottom to last there. But the winner was Star Magna. Star Magna was written by Uriel Lopez. Uriel Lopez had the favorite, and that was with Tom Doris again. So Tom Doris had 2 favorites in there. Unfortunately, I had the wrong favorite because that favorite's still running somewhere with terminology. They're just going two little ponies just going around in circles right there. But in any case, Star Magna got the job done, and the crowd didn't get fooled at all. I was the only one that got fooled on this one. And this one went off at nearly 2-1, crowd favorite, followed by the 2-horse Mary Jean's Wildcat, and it went off at 3-1, followed by the 6, Just Daddy, and Just Daddy went off at close to 15-1 here. Let's see the payoffs. Not that I had anything to do with it. $2 exacta, 5-2, $17. The $1 trifecta, 5-2, 6, $67.20. The 10-cent super, 5261, $16.74. The $1 daily double, 3-5, $21.70. The 50-cent pick, 3-6-3-5, $33.65. All right. Let's move on to our finale of the day. By now, I've visited Mr. Adam, my friend, other known as ATM, a couple times here, trying to bail me out of this mess. And we got race number 7, and I had on top here Sing Kitty Sing, and that was Victor Santiago with Teddy Randazzo. That went off morning line 3-1. What did it end up at? It went off at the favorite, nearly 2-1. But the 7 had its own say in this, and that's the horse that won this one, Life is a Ride, and that was Tavares with Charlie Walker. How about that? Congrats, Charlie. I love Charlie Walker. What a good guy. Every time you talk to Charlie, I'm telling you, Brian, this is one of those guys that he just has a real friendliness about him, you know? He's genuine. Yeah, all right. Life is a Ride, and that was Tavares with Walker, and that went off at 4-1. And then it ended up being a 7-6-8, and the 8 was Sassy and Regal here, and that was Hernandez with Lynch. And that went off at 6-1. All right, so you know what? It was one of those days they had to build up another amnesia. That's 2 weeks in a row now we built up amnesia. They may have to put me in some retirement home after this one. But you know what? We bounce back. That's what racing's all about, my friends. We bounce back and get things going, because all it takes is one or two wins, and then you're happied up again, and you're ready to roll again. That's what it is, Brian. And the $2 exact on the 7-6 paid $25.60. The $1 trifecta 7-6-8, $69.50. The 10-cent super 7-6-8-1, $49.34. The $1 daily double 5-7, $13.80. The 50-cent pick 3, 3-5-7, $55.70. The 50-cent pick 4, 6-3-5-7. $235.05. So that concludes our day of amnesia on Tuesday the 7th, August 7th, a black August 7th to me. But like guys like Charlie Walker, you pulled two wins. Congrats to you guys out there. And, you know, that's what it's all about. One guy's not happy, the other guy's happy. But the next day, one guy's happy and the other guy's not. You know, it's like fishing, man. You're constantly throwing a bait out there. You never know what you're going to pull in. All right, that's what we got. So let's move on to August 11th. And we've got our first race. We got a 6 furlong, allowance optional claiming 10,000. And we've got the 6 horse on top here, WW Cookie Monster. And the only thing that could stop this horse at Fairmount Park is a horse named Halo Hunter. And there's no Halo Hunter here. So WW Cookie Monster, this one's yours, kid. And this is Victor Santiago with Becker. And this is morning line is 6-5. I think he'll go off at 4-5 here. Then we're following up, same barn, same stable. And this is the 2 horse here. Brandon's position. This is Baylon Becker. And this is going off at 7-2. And then we have the P.O. Jet Hernandez. Well, it's called P.O. Jet. And the jockey is Hernandez with Wainwright, and that's 5-1. That's what we have. And you know what? I got to say, it's between the 3 and the 5, okay? It's that Muckadin horse, Muckadin Road, Tavares, or it could be the P.O. Jet. So you know what? I'm going back and forth on that to this very day. I see that third place spot wide open there between the 3 and the 5, all right? Let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2, we got a 6 furlong. Oh, this is a doozy. Maiden claiming 4,000. Carnival ride here. I got the 7 horse on top here, Line of Denims, and that is a Uriel Lopez with Hammond. And the morning line on this is 2-1. Perfect class drop. I think this horse prevails here, and Uriel's been riding pretty good with closers. I think the 7 gets the job done and gets its diploma. And you know why I say diploma? For people out there, they're saying, why do you say diploma? I know the people that know horses, but people that are listening, maiden races are maiden races that have never won. Maiden claiming 4,000 are bottom barrel. Well, you know what? There's state bred 3,200 maiden claiming. I haven't seen those too much, but those are about the bottom of the barrel here. That's Natural Light beer, by the way. Or Schultz. Is it called Schultz? What was that beer, Schultz?
Schlitz?
Schlitz. That's the name, Schlitz. Have you ever drank that?
I have not. I'm not a beer drinker.
Never have drank beer?
Well, huh? I've had beer before. I just don't care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like beer.
Give me whiskey any day.
Whiskey. All right. Good for you. What's your favorite whiskey?
I honestly don't know. But
what the hell do you know here? You don't know what beers? You don't know.
I tell you what, though. Some of the whiskeys that I have tried from the boss has been amazing. So some of the Irish whiskeys that he's had.
Irish whiskey. So you like maybe scotch?
Yeah. I like scotch.
You see, scotch gives me a headache. I like the American bourbon, and that is good old Jack. Good old Jack, Jack Daniels, my friend. That's what it's all about. So in any case, we got the 7 on top here, Line of Denim, and that's Lopez Hammond, followed by the 5, American Success, and that's Tavares Martin. And then we got Helios. Helios, is that how it is? It's H-E-L-I-O-S.
Helios.
Helios. What was that? Is that some sort of Greek god?
I believe it means the sun.
Sun. What is that, like the sun? Like the...
Helios was the god and personification of the sun in Greek mythology.
Wow, now you're in a maiden claiming race for 4,000, Helios. It's come down to that. Unreal. What a beautiful name, and now you're running at the bottom here. Helios, and that is Elizabeth Thurman on this one. So that's what we have in this stellar bunch. All right, moving on to race number three. Race number three, we got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And you know what? I went with the Hippie Gem. Hippie Gem, and that I like the name Hippie Gem. And that's the one horse here, and that is Juan Molina with Steve Fridley. And I, you know what? It's dropping big time in class here, my friends. And last time it ran at Fairmont Park, it finished seconds both times, 5-1. I think you're going to get a good line on this one. Two races, if they're judging everything on these two races, that was at Arlington Park. Throw those out. That was synthetic. Two races back, he's at Fairmont Park. And or not he, she. There I said it again. This three-year-old ran pretty damn good. 2 seconds in a row. So I like Hippie Gem at 5-1 in the first race there, followed by the 9 St. Louis Woman. I don't know if they'll scratch this one, but I'll tell you what, this one, every time this one's in, everyone gets a little excited about it. And it's run 2 times now, and it's finished second. But I tell you what, it's finished second on a total of 16 lengths back. So you know what? This isn't a lock here. This isn't a lock here, and I know the fans are going to go crazy on this one. They're going to bet the hell out of it, but I'm not buying into it. I like the one horse, followed by the 9, and then I got Swifty Cause, the 7 horse here, and why not? Look at the closer on this thing, and the best closer, I think, at Fairmont Park is Uriel Lopez. I think if anyone could close on this, on these two, it would be Uriel Lopez with Swifty Cause. So that's what we have here. We got a 197 in the third race. Let's move on to race number four. And this is a tough one here because my brother here, Jamie, he's got a horse in this one, and that's his Infinitive. And I don't know. I just don't know. I thought Infinitive gave everything Infinitive could have given. That gal really gave everything, and Santiago rode the horse perfectly. It just wasn't enough for Katrina Eugenia there. And you know what? I'm glad he's not here. He's going to get pissed at me. But I got Katrina Eugenia coming through again. I just don't know how the hell Infinitive can beat this horse when it ran its ideal race. Santiago put it right where it needed to be in that last race and just couldn't get the job done here. I think Katrina Eugenia gets this one again, back-to-back. Dennis Hughes here, he's at 20% clip on the race he's won. Then he's come back again. So I don't know. I know I'm pissing him off, but you know what? That's what I'm seeing here. I'm gonna still play the 3. I'm going to play the 3 on top. But that's what I have. I have Katrina Eugenia on top, followed by Infinitive. That's a nice exacta box, by the way. And let's throw in the My Place or Yours, and that's Eason Cox here at 7-2. By the way, Infinitive should not be 6-1 here. Are you kidding me? 6-1 on this horse? This horse already beat My Place or Yours, and then My Place or Yours is 7-2. And Infinitive 6-1. Forget about it. I like our horse here at 6-1. I like exacta box 3-4-4-3. All right, that's what I'm looking at this. All right, let's move on to race number 5. Race number 5. Yeah, you think Jamie will get pissed about that? By the
way, no, he'll be fine.
He'll be okay. I like the guy. I like the guy a lot. And
if he gets mad at you, I'll just record it next time he's in.
Yeah, that's my man there. Thanks, Brian. By the way, folks, it's Brian's birthday today. Brian's birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, lad.
Thank you very much.
All right. Fifth race here, we got a 1 mile 70, claiming 3,200. And I got the one horse on top here, Bold Ransom. And that's Molina, Wilburn's a trainer, 5-2 morning line. Why not? The horse is on a drop. I think this horse will have enough here to get the job done. And then we'll move on to the 6th horse, Sergeant Green, and that's Diego Bentler, and that's going off at 7-2. Let's check this one out real quick here. Yeah, this is a front-running horse here. You're going to have to catch this one, and I think Bull Ransom makes a late move here. It could go either way, 1-6, 6-1. And then the followed up there to complete my trifecta, I'm going to throw in Beefy, and that's Santiago Rosendahl at 4-1. That's what we have for race number 5. Let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we've got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $5,000. And what do we got here? I think this is the best bet of the day. A little drum roll on that, maybe? Yes. We've got the best bet of the day, and that is the horse named Great Scat. Great Scat, and that's Santiago Becker here. 8-5 morning line. Let's check him out. I've seen enough here to convince me. Maiden special weight, it won by 11.5. Then they move it to allowance, optional claiming 10,000. Boom, gets the job done at 2.5, 2.75. So you know what? This horse can go short, can go long. It doesn't matter with this horse. Great Scat gets the job done here. I like Great Scat at 8-5. You may be looking at a 4-5, but I don't care. I'm still taking it. And then we're going to follow it up with Sunny Storm, and that's Diego Burdus there. And that's the 3-horse. And let's check him out there. And why not? This horse likes to go out too. The problem is he likes the front too. So I don't want them to wear each other out. But if that happens, look for Eads and Durham here on Affirmative. Affirmative will be 2-3 off, and I think Durham will have the. And Eads is a crafty jockey too. I mean, he's a veteran. So he's going to watch these two just wear each other out. If that happens, if that scenario does happen with the Affirmative Song, and then the Affirmative Song takes over and may just shock this exacta here. But I'm telling you, I like Great Scat to win it. And then if the 3 gets in that speed duel with Great Scat, I think it'll be the downfall there. The 4 moves up, Affirmative Song, and that's how I see it. I see a 6-3-4, or I see a 6-4-3, and that's my trifecta. I'd play that $5 trifecta right there, 6-3-4, and I'll take a 6-4-3. Thank you. That was me at the window, by the way, when I said thank you. So, all right, moving on to race number 7. Race number 7, we got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. Oh, it's another one. Beautiful race here. And I went with the 3-horse here. Holy hoot! Holy hoot, what the hell? This horse is dropping from allowance 10,000. Now he's at the bottom of the barrel here, 3,200. How could this horse lose? How can you lose? This is like, yeah, you guys ever go to those Greyhound races? I do. When I'm down in Florida, I check those out, okay? You know what? They're tracks that are, there's nothing happening in Jacksonville late night or something like that. So I go to the Dodgers, and they always have, like, Super A's taking on A's, taking on B's, taking on C. The lower the letter is, the better you are, okay? And if it's like a D, if you're a D and you're taking on an A, it's like a grade, all right? And I'm telling you right now, holy hoot has run against better horses here, and now he's down to a $3,200 tag. Yeah, this is the one I was telling you about, Gina. Was her name Gina? Yes, Gina from St. Louis. Yes, this is what I'm saying here. You got a $3,200 claimer here. The barn wants a win out of this horse. There's something wrong with it, not kicking back or whatever. I don't know what's going on here, but they want a win out of this horse, and they put it in this $3,200 race here. And I got Holy Hoot on top here, and that's Uriel Lopez with Jerry Hammond. All right? Then we move on to the 4-horse, Carol's Case. Solid contender. Solid horse. Belongs here. Gives everything it's got. Last 5 races, it's been in the money at this level. There's no hanky-panking here with this one. It is what it is. He's not hiding any cards. He's showing them right to you, saying, see if you could beat this. So that's Carol's Case, and that's Teddy Randazzo's horse, and Tavares is on this one. And then we're going to follow it up with Giant Sugar Baby, the 7 horse, and that's Arietta Martinez. I'm always a big fan of Ralphie, so, I'd like to see Sugar Baby move up, Giant Sugar Baby, but I just don't see it getting in the way of this 3 and 4. I'll even go 4-3, but I'm telling you, 3 should win it. You got enough class backing you here, Holy Hoot. You got no excuses here, pal. So We got a 3-4. This should be my cold exacta play of the day. The cold one, my friends. Cold beer. Cold play of the day, and that is the 3-4. That's what I have for the seventh race. All right. All right, Brian. Thank you for, hey, again, happy birthday, my friend. It's been great working with you, and I hope many more years with you. You're outstanding, and Jamie's not here, and Jamie, next time. But hey, don't get mad at me now with your infinitive. I got you. I'm still playing you, but I just gave the fans what I seen on paper. That's all. So that's what we have, my friends. Tune in next week, and let's hope this amnesia is off our back. Let's get this big monkey off our back, and let's keep cashing those winning tickets. And if you can, please share the shows with your friends, because Facebook has kicked me out until the 10th. All right, that's what I got. I got a little problem here. I can't post stuff on other groups. That's my problem. And I really like that, because that's how people get to see my stuff. And obviously Facebook wants their cut out of it. They want some money, and that's how they kick people like me out. So in any case, I'm still getting the downloads. People are loving my show, and I appreciate it so much. And check out our app, YoRadio.com. It's a free music app with all sorts of different musics on there. We're going to have podcasts. Oh, we're going to have it all. It's an outstanding site, and it's free. Just download YoRadio.com, and that's part of our programming here from Lineup Media. Keep cashing those winning tickets, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the LineupMedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of LineupMedia.fm.